You are listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.
Here we are, your bone and your flesh. These words of the rulers to King David as they were crowning him as king of the Jewish people, as king of Israel, speak of this unity, this bond that is necessary for this kingship, that David could rule over them because he's from them. He's part of them, part of their nation. And so it becomes no surprise that as the Lord desires to be our true king, the Lord desires to guide us and lead us and care for us, he too became part of us. Jesus took on our flesh. Jesus, the Son of God, became the Son of Man, taking on our very human nature. He shared with us our flesh. He shared with us our blood. This day, we celebrate the solemnity of Christ, the King of the universe, this kingship, this reign that he has, because through him and in him, all things were made. Everything in heaven and on earth was created through him, who was at the beginning, whose wisdom created and formed and shaped all things, that he would become king, not just of an earthly kingdom, not just a political king, but a spiritual, a heavenly kingdom that he desires and calls us all to, that we would all participate and become citizens of this spiritual, heavenly kingdom. And this is, of course, why we're preparing right now to prepare for Christmas. Christmas, this event, this incarnation where Christ came and dwelt among us. He took on our flesh to establish this heavenly kingdom here and now. And he gave us his very life, his divine life, to make us members of that heavenly kingdom to come. This is the great mystery of Christ's incarnation. This is the great mystery of our redemption, that he's come to transform us into a kingdom of his beloved people. And so how does Jesus establish this kingdom? How does he conquer, right? A king has to conquer in order to have his kingdom. And so what is his means of doing so? Well, of course, the gospel tells us the cross. The cross. On the cross, he pours out his very blood. On the cross, he offers his body for us. This sacrifice is his victory, that death would no longer be our enemy. Death itself would, in fact, be defeated. Because Christ reigns victorious through his resurrection, through this promise of new life for us. This is our hope. This is the gospel message. This is his good news. And so today, we as Christians, we who take on the name of Christ as his followers, then need to raise that standard of our King. We have to wave the banner of the cross and proclaim that his sacrifice, his suffering and death, and thus his resurrection is the purpose, is the salvation that we've been longing for. And so when we encounter our own sufferings in our lives, in patience and in hope, we proclaim that we are members of this kingdom. When we have compassion to those in pain and sick, and in their time of sickness, we are marked as followers of our great King of the universe. And when we kneel before the cross and echo Christ's own lament in pain, we pledge our fidelity to the reign of grace in our lives. The people of Israel said to David, "You are our bone and our flesh." But Jesus said to us, "This is my body and this is my blood given for you." This offering here in the Eucharist is this invitation to receive a new citizenship, a new fidelity to Christ and his kingdom. Here, given, sacrificed, offered on the cross for you, is Christ's very life. This is a mark of a true king that lays down his life for his people. He receives our death that we might live, that we might live. And so let us receive joyfully from this altar the body and blood of Christ, our King. Let us lift and receive into our lives the cross and receive within us that mark, that we may always be marked as joyful followers of Christ who died on the cross for us, of Christ, the King of the universe.
Thank you for listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.